Jason.
We're ready.
Okay, and if you can go to our agenda, this is the
Yep.
there.
The agenda here.
If, yes, thank you. Good evening, and to our guests, I apologize for the technical difficulties that we had. I'm Mary Lou, and I am the co-chair of this board. And we will all introduce ourselves, and we ask that you also introduce yourselves. We'll start with the board members first.
I'm Margot Sackheim. I'm a resident here in the neighborhood on the board.
Briggs Klinko, board member.
Elaine Hill, associate member.
And you saw Desiree, who's also here today, and David is a board member as well. Go ahead, David.
Hi. Yeah,
Hi.
I'm referred to as David here, a board member.
And co-chair.
And
And
co-chair.
co-chair, yes, indeed.
Thank you. Thank you. And then, if others would please go ahead, that would be great.
Well, I'm Nancy Kana, and don't worry about your technological difficulties because we're all over 30, so it's kind of part of the thing, right? Right.
Hi, I'm Martha. I'm the designer here and ready for any questions.
Okay. And then you know Jason and Deborah.
Oh, I'm here. I wanted to make some comments on the minutes from your December 1st meeting as the way it was recorded and before it was approved.
Okay. And I will tell you that is the first item on our agenda.
Audience out of order, if you'd like. Like, take the call audience first before you approve the
So
minutes,
I
if you'd
can
like.
take the call to audience. So I can take the call from or the information from you, Deborah, first.
Thank you. Is so as I was reviewing it, there's item number 4B that it mentions the recent minor review cases. I did listen to the minutes from your from that meeting. And as it's recorded on the minutes, it says staff noted that minor review of 5440 Presidio is still ongoing as information is missing. I've listened to the dialogue of that meeting several times, many times, and nowhere, to my understanding, was information missing on December 1st. I believe it was alluded that on a previous minor review attempt that maybe I had, I don't even know what I had missing, but that on December 1st, to the best of my knowledge, and no one that I understood to say was no information was missing on December 1st. And I believe the way it reads, it sounds like it.
Okay.
From what I recall, I think Margot was reflecting on a minor review that was performed and that the minor review could not be completed because information was missing from the application.
Then.
So you are you wanting that to be clarified?
Yes, that on December 1st, and to go along with this, I believe all the information that has been requested is at your disposal, and that I am not missing information and wasn't missing information on December 1st. That's what I would like clarified.
Oh, so it was missing from the initial review, the initial minor review.
That's what I understand that your conversation entailed.
Right. So if we make that note that says staff noted that the initial minor review of 5440 was ongoing because information was missing at that time,
Yeah, was previously missing and is no longer missing, or however you like the word.
We didn't have at our hands at that minute, but that is why it was ongoing from the initial review.
Okay, but this sounds definitively like it was missing on December 1st, the way I read it.
Take out that last part and just say it was ongoing.
And that's still, that's, and just, okay. So we could, okay. Deborah, so did you hear that?
I think that you could just say that it's still ongoing and delete as information is missing.
Yes.
Okay. I'm comfortable with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure thing. Appreciate you paying attention to the details.
You're welcome.
And so any other changes or any other notations on the minutes? Oh, any other call to the audience? Thank you.
I move that we accept the minutes with the correction that was brought forward from the audience.
Okay. I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
David?
I abstain because I wasn't present at the meeting.
Okay. Okay. And then I also approve that. Any other conversation about the minutes? And any nays? Okay. They pass then with that correction. And we will now go on to our review of the 3070 North Binghamton presentation, and we've have, it's a case number of TSD 11250083. Desiree, does it need all these numbers, or is that that's the good one? That's the enough. Okay, very good. And to start with, is Nancy and Martha. We will ask for your presentation. As soon as I take one check-in with the city staff to see if you had any background or other information relevant to this case.
Okay, thank you, Mary Lou.
Excuse me, Desiree, can you please make it a little bigger? Thank you. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, thank you, Mary Lou. This is staff person Jason Lowenthal. So regarding this at 3070 North Binghamton Place, there is no additional information to be noted other than that what's going to be presented in the design package. As noted, Martha will be the agent architect on this and Nancy is the owner. And I've informed the applicant that after I introduce this, that I'll turn it over to them. They will share the screen and they will go through the design package. And I will conclude there and turn it over to Martha now.
Okay, very good.
If I can just mention one thing, Jason, you'll need to, if you haven't already, make the presenter co-host. So let me know if you need help with that. I'm not currently logged in.
Okay. Go ahead and request to share screen, Martha, and then let me go ahead and make you co-host.
How do I request? Because I hit okay. Share.
Okay, try again. I just confirmed that you are co-host.
Okay.
Okay, great.
It's working.
Can you see? Okay. Should I start?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the lot, and what we are proposing is a new art studio is a detached structure, and it is on the back patio. So it's not visible from any point, but still we matched everything. As you can see, let's see. This is the view, and it's going to be right here. And this is the front elevation. And what we and okay, this is the side. So if you enter here, then that's and so this is going to be right here, sitting here. I don't know if you're able to see the hand. This is how it's going to look. We're going to have a porch with corbelled beam and same stucco system, same parapet brick here. And then where is it? As you see, where the existing windows have this brick sill. We're gonna match everything, the stucco, the paint, the parapet. We have a small porch in here, and we're gonna match the concrete pavers and the brick seal. These are the entry doors here, side view, other side here. This is the layout. It's just gonna have shelving here and maybe a countertop here. Well, we're proposing a countertop. And structural plans, which are window schedule and door schedule. We're gonna match the windows if you see this, like the existing one, you know. This is the properties that are part of the historical zone map and some photos of the neighbors and addresses. So we're matching the bricks. The stained wood. Well, this is stained, but more not this style. We're gonna go with this, which is the existing house. And well, that's about it. I don't know if you have any questions.
Thank you. Thank you. I have one question about the doors and the current back door and the new doors that are proposed. Did we see the current back door?
This
That's the proposed
is the
door.
proposed. Okay.
Do you have the door that exists on the house? A picture of that, and is it the same? Are you?
This is the, I don't know if you're able to see, but it's also a French door with glass. So we're gonna match it. I don't the owner Nancy knows because she already has these doors. Are the new the doors, the proposed doors, will they have this? Or just the window?
So the if you'd like me to answer, so the doors that are in the house that you're looking at right now, those we replaced the doors that we're proposing to put into the studio. So we took the original doors out of the house and we installed these iron doors that were very expensive. And so we're just going to reuse the original French doors that were in the house and put them into the entry of the studio. And we will, I will imagine I'll paint around the edges where it's wood in the same color brown as the corbels will be painted. Kind of a dark brown. That'll match the rest of the house. So everything is like, kind of a tan color on the stucco, and then all the any other paint is a dark brown, and we'll just match it.
So for clarity, are these wood framed doors or aluminum framed? Because the proposal made it seem like it was an aluminum framed door. The south.
Let me ask my husband. I think they're wooden, but let me check. Do you know if the original French doors are they wood or are they aluminum?
They're wood.
They're wood. Yes. Okay, they're wood.
Okay. Other questions? There was a question about the material of the window. And is it an aluminum window or a wooden window?
The windows that we're going to be putting in there are going to be a fiberglass, and they will be exactly like this window. We also, when Martha designed the studio, that window, you could see it better on another picture, but there's kind of a diagonal, it's on a diagonal. And so when we did the studio, instead of making it like a box, just a square box, we this, so you can see that. So, and then if you can move that up a little bit, Martha, so they can see the house. So you can see this is the house, and that's where the window is here. And so we decided to match it so it kind of looks like it's always been there. And then this area in here is an empty space that we'll probably just do some little bit of landscaping in there. That's a plan. And then all of this, I don't know if you can see my finger pointing, but in front of the window, there's a brick patio, and we're going to continue that brick in front of the studio. So everything looks really cool. I'm so excited. We tried to make it like, I mean, I've owned several homes and I've never really done an addition on one, but I have looked at homes where they've added what I would call tacky add-ons. And we certainly didn't want that here. We didn't want a tough shed look, and we just wanted it. To be perfect. So, and Martha, her drawings are like incredible. So I'm very happy.
And will any vegetation be removed to put the studio in?
No, because there's no vegetation back there, but we plan to, we're waiting to landscape the backyard. When we moved in, it was just lovely flat with, some gravel, which is still what it is, but we're waiting to do the studio construction before we put a landscaping in, and so there will be, but it won't interfere with anything. Yeah, there's nothing out there, I don't think.
Actually, see, it's right here where it's gonna sit, so there's no vegetation there.
And just for clarity on the roof line elevation, I saw that it looked like it was going to be the same height as where the Ramada is coming off the existing home. And then there is like a little bit of variance with the wall that's to the north. Is that what I'm understanding? So that there's like kind of getting that varied roof line.
That's the existing patio wall, and we match the existing residence height, but not the patio wall. We don't want to interfere with the, we don't want the neighbor to be able to see any of the construction. So that's why the patio wall is higher, taller.
That must be like 12 feet tall,
It
is
is
that?
really high.
Oh, okay. Significant. I just wanted clarification about the elevations just because it was hard to tell from the drawings. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
And
I don't
wait.
know. Are you able to see this line that I'm pointing?
Yes.
That's the patio wall that they share with the neighbor, which is this. And the studio is right here at 11.6.
It's there.
That's the top of parapet. So yeah.
Okay, and I think it's possible that we're discussing over here that that wall is actually part of the main structure of the house to the north.
No, you can see that the patio wall is there, and then we're gonna add another 2x6 here, and it's actually gonna be fire rated wall.
You know what she's referring to? We
Oh,
can't
sorry.
actually see your display.
There it is.
Are you able to see?
Yes.
We have to look at it on this one.
So this wall is a patio wall, and then we're not touching it. We're just adding a new 2x6 here, fire rated, 1 hour fire rated wall here. That way we don't touch this.
And if I can add something in here, so before I even thought about starting this project, I went next door to speak to the neighbors, and they were the only question that Susan had, who's the next door neighbor, was how it's going to be 12 feet wide, and so from that wall to the closer to my house, you know, that way, it ends before their house starts. So that wall is just a very, a separation between our yards, but their house is not in back of where the studio is going to be, if you understand that. So their house starts a little bit further back that way.
I think I have a photo. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, or we're looking at a Google Map satellite just to kind of understand the layout a little bit more of the lot.
Is that house smack up against
Is the house
other one?
against the wall?
Like, this is the wall, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they're touching. Let me see. Are you able to see this?
Yeah, it looks like both houses touch that wall.
But so the addition is going to be right here, but it's not going to pass this point here. So it's just here.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions from the board? Jason, anything?
I have a question.
You can ask questions.
Thank you. I have a question about the roof. Is the original porch roof a pitch roof or flat roof?
So slightly sloped flat roof.
And so the porch, the new porch will be the same pitch or a match?
Yes, we're gonna map. Well, this is an existing slope, which I believe is a quarter inch per foot, and it's the same here.
And it's, so does it have a roof? Does it actually have roofing material on it?
Yes, a
Flat.
two-ply built up roof, but you're not gonna see it because the slope is so minimal that you're not gonna see
Like
as
a
well
flat.
as this. So we're gonna match the roofing here. If you look, it's gonna look the same.
And the other question I had was about the glass door. So aren't the original doors and windows all aluminum?
No, No, those were, I don't know, the previous owners, they just had those doors in there, the French doors in there. And they were, well, actually, that's not true. So they had those on the back of the house. And then on the front, they had this really ugly oak door that we took out. And so we put the metal doors or the iron doors on both those entries, and they're both, French doors, but the ones that we took out of the back, they're just wooden around the edges, and then they've got glass like the glass in the middle on either side.
Right. So, but and the original windows, were they aluminum? Are they?
That I believe, yes, they were.
They are.
And they're still aluminum. So,
Yeah.
well, you
But
said
you're
they're
proposing,
fiber. No, she's proposing
fiberglass.
the new window.
Yeah. So they're
Yeah.
metal, fiberglass.
So the windows on the addition will on the studio will be fiberglass, but the windows on the house are
Aluminum.
metal. Is that right?
They're fiberglass as well.
Oh, they're fine. Oh, okay.
They're all, yeah.
The plans do note for aluminum windows and aluminum doors, so it would be good to just we'll just make a point of clarification.
Thank you.
The wooden doors are common there. Those wooden back doors are common
Subdivision.
in that subdivision. But the windows are metal, and I don't.
They're aluminum. They're all, I mean,
They're
the
all
original aluminum, we're all aluminum, right?
aluminum. Okay. Okay.
And then the other question I have.
Good. Okay, go.
Okay, so French doors are not to be seen outside the property, basically. They're supposed to be not visible from adjacent properties. So that's the only other thing I wanted to correct, Martha, is that you said it's not visible from anywhere. It is visible from this, from the houses that are to your south, to the south.
No.
The buildings are
No,
visible.
because this is the south at elevation. So you don't see, so you see the house here, and then there's a patio wall that there's, yeah.
I
I don't
yeah.
think, unless they open the door and they walk in.
No, let me clarify. The French door, according to our design guidelines, French doors should not be visible from adjacent properties. So what makes them not visible is a wall, a patio wall, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
It's
And
this patio wall.
the patio wall, what's the construction of the patio wall?
Block or
CMU.
stucco, I think.
It's concrete CMU block.
CMU. Yeah, because and the reason I want to clarify is because it is those homes are visible from the other properties to the south that are at a higher elevation. And there's also a road that skirts San Miguel all the way around for an adjacent neighbor. So you just want to make sure that those are not visible as obscured by a 6-foot wall. Is it a 6-foot wall?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
The entire courtyard is enclosed with a wall, it looks like. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I just want to make sure everybody
That's great.
hear about that. And then the other thing I noticed about the package, there was no inventory form in the package.
Also, they don't have one. This is a contributing non-historic
We
resource.
have inventory forms for San Miguel.
Okay. I don't
So
know if
if
Jason, did you see one for this one?
That something I need to do?
Not necessarily. I just wanted to clarify with mostly with the city that if you don't have the inventory forms for that subdivision, we should make sure you get them. I would They were provided the city in 2000,
Okay. I
maybe
mean, it's
22 or
helpful there's
something.
one and it's just not in the
Yeah, and it's
application.
not in the
Yeah.
it's not in the application.
Cool.
There are my questions.
Okay. And Martha, is your presentation now complete?
Yes.
Okay, at this time, we're staying online, but the board is going to discuss this now. And we would ask that the applicant withhold further comment while we deliberate. And we will then vote. To accept or reject the package. Unless you have something else, we'll continue. You're still listening, but we will continue then with our deliberation. Okay? And Nancy and Martha, you're good with that?
Yeah, they're shaking their
Their head.
heads.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. I think the I really like the reuse of the doors. I think that's really a good way to go because I believe that's that is the original, what was originally put in. I think the metal window would be advised over the fiberglass.
Did they say the windows in the main house are fiberglass?
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Okay. I think we'd like to just specify that they emphasized it in their presentation, but that we want same materials. And there are some instances where it varies a little bit from what was stated about the window material versus what's written on the plans.
Okay.
I think it was a very thoughtful addition design.
Yeah.
And yeah, a really appropriate scale building.
David, any other comment?
No, I agree with what's all been said. I think it's a very sensible and sensitive design, Martha, Nancy, and I was particularly impressed at the attention that you gave to, you know, relative heights and matching heights, and I thought it was really well thought out, so thank you.
Sorry, I came on late, and I should have asked this when we were still in the response period of the presentation, but the fiberglass windows that will be going in, do we have a detail of those, or can we get a detail of those before this is finalized?
Are we going to have something exactly like this one?
Okay. So it'll be an exact replica of that.
Okay. But a bit narrower. It's only 3 feet wide.
Sure, sure. Yeah. No. As long as we know exactly what they're going to look like. That's all. Yeah.
It's just like this.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Somebody like to make a motion?
I move that we accept these plans as stated, with the clarification that they'll be using the repurposed doors from the original development, which are wood, not aluminum, and that the windows, in addition to all of the other site details, such as the brick sill and stuff that was called out, will be similar material and make matching the existing home.
I'll
second it.
Yes.
Any further discussion? No. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Is that David?
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Dan? Dan Hill?
Oh, can you not? Oh, yes. Hi. Yes. Hi. I agree. That's a yay for me.
Okay. This then passes unanimously. Thank you for your wonderful presentation.
Thank you very much. We'll invite
you
over
to see
it.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your time.
Martha and Nancy, I will be with what the next steps will be, and I will guide you on the next meeting that will occur sometime in January. But I'll be in.
Okay.
So I have another meeting to go through. That's called PRS.
Okay. If we're out of town in January, we'll make some exception to that, right?
There are scheduled dates. I'll let you know when we're going to put you on the agenda.
Okay. All right.
All right. Anytime you guys have a good evening, and I'll be in touch this week.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And before we move on, whenever a board member enters, could you please put in the chat at what time you enter the meeting? I do need to make sure I record that for the LAR.
Sorry about that. It was just a little before 6, I believe.
Okay, 5:59, I suppose.
let's say 5:55 or so.
Okay. Okay, great. I just want to make sure that I've got that noted. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Should I leave now?
Yes, thank you, Martha.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah, we're going to continue with our agenda. And Jason, you're next. Any other update on minor reviews in the neighborhood?
There are no minor reviews. We still have one that's ongoing. Planning director has not made their decision yet.
Okay. And nothing else new has come in.
No, and I'd say it's been quite like that for other historic preservation zones.
Okay, great. Desiree and Jason, any staffing or future agenda item updates, anything?
No staff updates. For future agenda items, Jason, do we have any other full reviews in the queue?
There are, of course, some in the queue, but I am still waiting for a resubmit. So I can't tell you when there's going to be a future agenda item, not until I get that complete design package.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Can you give me an update on the design guidelines? I don't think the board knows that
Yes,
there
so
might be another
Emily
review.
provided the design guidelines, and apparently before they go to the city manager, they go through a CDRC review, but it's not a public meeting. It goes to them via email, and it's maybe a 2 week more or less review. So we'll get that going this week, and
So
after that,
is it like a staff review or is it an actual committee?
it's a committee,
Yeah.
the City Design Review Committee. So that's
And do you
and the
anticipate?
reason for that is because design guidelines are an update to the TSM, Technical Standards Manual, and they review everything that goes to the TSM.
Do you anticipate any, would they give feedback if they have?
If they have feedback,
Yeah.
they could give feedback. I don't. I don't
And
think they
do they have a timeline with which they have to comply the completion of this work?
I've heard that it's about 2 weeks. I don't know if that's a deadline, like
Okay.
a mandated deadline.
I do realize it's about to be the holiday cycle.
But we'll get that going, and then hopefully, by the new year, we'll be able to send it to the city manager. So I think it's still on it's on its way. I think the hardest parts have definitely been checked off. So thank you
I hope
for
so.
your work.
Thank you for your work.
Although
And
I
all
know
the
you too,
committee
you guys reviewed it too.
although they did not look nicely formatted with full pictures, they weren't very nicely formatted, Elaine. Yes, they looked nice. The illustrations were like nice large format, and it looked quite good for its
That's great.
interim formatting.
And I would like to make sure that we are not obligated to a end of the year meeting. There's nothing else in December. Okay, good. And so that takes us to the
So
end of
January,
January
it'll
before.
be the end of January.
Okay.
And we'll check in with you, if there are any reviews
If there's something
by
that
then.
comes up,
Don't know. If anything comes up, it would be reviewed at the end of January, but I just need if there aren't any reviews, then we might not need to meet.
is that our next regular meeting time? Is
That would be
January.
Okay. And if there's nothing else, I suggest adjournment.
A second.
Okay.
Yeah,
Thank
Mary
you.
Lou, call out the time you adjourn, please.
The time, I'll call out the time I adjourned
6:18.
6:18.
Yeah, thank you.
Record time.
And
There you
David,
go.
there? Or did he log
No,
off?
David's here.
David, I brought your garbage
Yeah,
pan in.
I suspected you, and I was going to text you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I know it was a blight on the neighborhood there for 2 days.
I thought you were out of town, so
I
I
know.
just
I kind of imagine that was the case. So
I have
anyway,
thought of
thank
our invitations
you.
for anybody who wants to come in the new year.
I will be here.
It's good through
Great.
May. It's got all the